This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How much closer are you guys as compared to a couple weeks ago?
I mean, I'd say we could make a decision today, but we want to make sure that we have really figured everything out and making sure that we are making the right choice and picking a site that we can move forward with immediately, but that also will be sustainable for a long time.
Are there any of the investors confirmed that you can tell us about?
Probably not today, but I do expect us to be doing that in the not too distant future.
What's been the reaction post announcement from a few weeks ago? Have you gotten a lot of sort of feedback? Have you gotten other investors, other people talking about different locations?
Oh yeah, I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of sites that have been emailed to me in the past couple of weeks. And honestly, a couple of them are decent, so you know, that's not a bad thing at all. But honestly, the public reaction, the you know, we're not talking stakeholders, we're not talking landowners, just the general public reaction has been largely very positive. I think people were excited about that site. I was excited about that site. I was excited to be playing in a new stadium in 2026, but there were also some public hesitations around that site. And I think people are maybe reinvigorated by an open opportunity to explore some different options. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to set an exact date, but imminently. I mean, that's all I'm doing right now.
But is there a date that you'd have to have it for 2027 at this point?
Well, it depends on the site, honestly. And, you know, the reality is we want to be playing in day one in our new stadium in March of 2027. But, you know, there are clubs that play their first few home games on the road or whatever it may be. So, yes, there will come a time when there is that firm deadline, but it's all site dependent, and we got to make sure we're making the right choice on where we're going to build before we can set that in motion.
Sorry. Are you guys still planning on the modular stadium?
Yeah. I mean, that's we had worked with our architects and our engineers and our whole development team to design what was going to be a spectacular stadium on Elk and Lee. Truthfully, that will largely remain the same no matter what site we're in. Maybe depending on, you know, the shape or the acreage, we have to slightly adjust something. I do think we're going to add more premiums based on the ways that our founding memberships have sold. We sold out of our founding membership allotment in the premium sections, so now we have the opportunity to expand on that a little due to the clear public demand for it. So there's going to be some adjustments, but what's great about a modular stadium is a modular allows us to make those adjustments and not spend years doing so.
I kind of came in a little late. What are your, you know, what are you hoping to get out of this this open house here tonight?
Yeah, it's to give everybody who's interested in learning more a brief update on everything. But really the main purpose of these is to engage with the people who are clearly interested and care about what we're doing here to make sure that we're building this in a way that is reflective of them.
I guess best laid plans of mice and men, does things falling through with the former site and the ability to kind of push some things back a little bit give you more time to engage with the city and the community and kind of even further custom tailor what the team and the stadium is going to be, what the identity of this will eventually end up?
Yeah, listen, I don't hate a little more breathing room. Obviously, an extra year is not the worst thing in the world. You know, having said that, that other site I really believe was great, and I was excited to be playing in 2026 there. But it had one issue that we couldn't get around, and now we have 12 more months, and the timeline is no longer, a major deciding factor in what site we pick. We have a little more breathing room, and we're going to use it to make the right choice here.
Is part of what you're doing now making or planning for a renewed pitch for downtown, that downtown site, because it was your number one, coming into this? Is that part of what you're doing now?
I truthfully, I don't know that this is really a pitch for that. I think everybody knows the pros of that site. There are also some cons to that site as well that maybe the public doesn't know. But it's a great site, and if we end up there, I'll be thrilled. Having said that, there's a lot of great sites that we are exploring.
And with people who put down deposits, I mean, have you gotten a lot of feedback from them? Is there anybody sort of upset about the year?
I truthfully haven't heard from anybody upset about this, and we have continuously been getting more and more deposits. Our founding membership base is growing even since the announcement. There were, not a ton, but about 8 more placed today. It's always growing, and I expect we'll get more here because we're going to announce a pretty cool initiative we're doing. The founding membership is not just a season ticket deposit. It also grants you some exclusive rights to some things we're doing, and one of those is going to be announced today. Actually, I think 2 of them are getting announced today. So it's been largely positive feedback, if any. Truthfully, I think just like me, some are disappointed that we are not playing in 2026, and that was the goal. So that is disappointing, but having the extra 12 months is going to allow us to build a stadium that is even more fine-tuned to what this community needs, what these people want, and what our club and Buffalo needs.
Do you have a number on how many founding members you're trying to get to?
You know what? We haven't said it, honestly. No, we will cap it at a certain number, but at this time, we're bringing them in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.